Sunday night, Lady Shear and Sharabon Salokim. Okay, I think last week we sort of put things together, and now we're ready to move on. You want to get the other English? Let's see where we're going to start from. Everyone has this one, right? Yeah. Yeah, we're going to start from page 296.
What page?
296, the last four lines. We go backwards. As we get insight into what he's driving at, we go back and we said, oh, we really didn't understand this last time. Anyway, so, wait, my pages are not. No problem. Wait, can I see that again, please? I'm sorry. Amar HaSeichel. Yeah, okay, we're going to start from page 296, it is the last four lines. And we're going to try to finish the paragraph, I'm going to go very fast. But very fast is really, can't be that fast, because he gave the whole picture till now. Now he's getting into specifics. Right, we're beyond Ha'ora Toranus. Right, now we're getting down to the, okay, we've learned so much about, I want to serve Hashem, not just by limiting myself to the robotic rituals, but I want to expand my horizons. I want to go above that. Now, Mrs. Manrix asked me a good question last week, but I have a good answer, I think. The question is that the Chavis HaLavos really is saying that Mr. Mannix asked me that, you know, we believe that everything is in the mitzvahs of the Torah. Everything, anything you can pour yourself into Hashem and bond with Hashem, and everything is there if you do the mitzvahs. I think that was sort of what you asked me, no? The Chavis HaLavos does not hold like that, at least. Maybe the Tanya does and others from do, but the Chavis HaLavos holds that the mitzvahs are a stepping stone. And it teaches you certain values, but they're limited. They're limited in time and in space, and in people that are commanded to do the mitzvahs, and what you use to do the mitzvah, and objects, and it has boundaries. And this is what we spend so much time on, and the whole Shaar Avodas Elokim is saying that it's a stepping stone, it's a jumping off point. He said it's essential, and the biggest mistake a person can make in life is thinking that they could skip this stepping stone. But it's only a stepping stone. That's the Chavis HaLavos' view, and we're learning his sefer. But now, the Nebuch says, like, tell me what to do. You know, we're like, tell me what to do. He says, well, like you're in California, you say, well, do what you feel. But then you say, okay, but tell me what to feel. Like that's what the Nefesh is asking the Seichel. I'm not sure I'm going to get it. Right? We remember where we're holding. We've removed the poison from your body. The poison being that you want to be comfortable and you want status, you want recognition. We've removed your personal agenda, both in terms of your physical body and in terms of your emotional health. You have to have emotional health. The wrong word. Your physical pleasure and your emotional pleasure. You want recognition. You want to be. You want your ego built up. So you've gotten rid of that. You're willing to subsume yourself, if that's the right word, into Hashem. You want what Hashem wants. So now what? So tell me what I'm supposed to do, and I'm Makar Tov, and I've studied everything Hashem did to me. So I'm ready to burst forth and like I'm not happy with the mitzvahs, they're too confining. Right? Chagig Lulav is okay with saying that. He wants you to feel that way. It's very confining. I want to thank Hashem for Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. I want to recognize Hashem as my master, not just when I kiss the mezuzah, when I take challah. So tell me what to do. So then he says, okay, and he gives now a long list, which we're going to learn, and it's very depressing. Because first of all, a few points to make about his long list. First of all, every item on the list is a few words, and really, if I would be a better teacher, and we had more time, everything on the list you could spend a week on learning and discussing and elaborating, and taking it apart and explaining and giving examples, and he just shoots it out, a few words, and he gives a long, long list now, and it's just a few words each, and we're not going to do justice to it, because every word is gold. Every word is a whole concept and an idea and a way of serving Hashem. He gives you a list of how to serve Hashem. Number two is the list is very long, and it's like, I can't forget it, like I'm going home. Like, what's the point? So first of all, you asked for it. In other words, this is Sharif Odes Elokim. He spent a lot of time explaining where everything's coming from, what motivates each ha'ara of a person, ha'ara Toronis and ha'ara Sichlis. He spent a lot of time on ha'ara Toronis, and now this is ha'ara Sichlis, that's all. And if we say, oh boy, like this is, I can't possibly do this, so okay, so we won't be on that madrega. And we'll fall back to Ha'ara Toronis, and nobody's going to get him for keeping the Torah. So that's number two. It's a very long list, and it's depressing, but it's this is the Madrego that he's up to explaining. This is beyond the ritual. This is how you have to feel. This is about a relationship with Hashem. We talk about those words, and they're almost trite and corny by now. But a relationship with Hashem is talked about by the Chayvus Halvavus in Shara Avodas Elokim, and it's specified how to have it in this Perakeh where we're up to. That's what he's talking about now. He's going to describe the relationship with a long list of ways to feel and to act and have. But it's all, there's no mitzvahs here. There's no mitzvahs in this whole list, there's no mitzvahs. This whole list is attitudes, and I say like relationships, and how you feel, and how you respond, and how you relate to. Okay, that's number two. Number three point is that although every few words is another whole ma'aracha, which we're not doing justice to. It's a seemingly unreachable ideal. And the more things on the list, the more unreachable it seems, because each thing is a thing, and then you add them all up with like a lot of things. But even in Shara Bitochen, I think we've said that Enochanami, Chavis Alvavus, is teaching us the ideal. He's teaching us an ideal state, the way things are supposed to be ideally, and we learn it and we strive towards it. And some will never get there, probably, or maybe I shouldn't say probably, I should speak for myself, okay, maybe, but we'll, even if we take one step, you see, let's say he gives us a list of 20 things, actually I made the list, he gives a list of 22 things, and even if we just take one step, we've gained a great deal, we've altered, even if we take one step in one of the things, like, if we think about what we're learning and we take a step to be better, so that's so meaningful. That's so special. That's so wonderful. So we're learning and we're becoming better and we're affecting our whole relationship with Hashem. We try. Just like Bitochen, we're not going to reach the ultimate. So here also, we're not going to be able to probably. You'll see what I mean when we learn it. And he just bats it out, boom, 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 like like a shotgun. Oh, not like a shotgun, like a machine gun. I'm sorry. Like a machine gun. He shoots it out. But there's a principle behind everything. And I love, like the Chavis HaLavus, I've said many times, he takes real life examples. He throughout the Sefer, he gives, like, he says, okay, think of a person who does this, and think of a fellow who does this. And he's very, very real. As ideal as we're about to learn, he's very, very real. And this is what he says. And this is the Hagdama to what he says. Okay, the Nefesh wants to know, do me a favor and tell me specifically what I can do. And I think it's funny because we're trying to get away from a list. But he's going to tell him ideas. And that one person can express it. One person can express these ideals by sleeping a little more. I'm serious. And one person can express it by sleeping a little less. Like one person can sleep. I mean, we're out of the realm of mitzvahs. A person could see this and say, you know, I really should be more well rested because I see I'm not able to do this because I'm always run down. I'm going to sleep a little more tomorrow morning because I want to get to these ideals. And then someone else will say, you know, time is too precious. Sleep less. There's no rules here. There's no one way. That's the whole point of the dimension that the Chavis HaLavus is in. There's no right way to do any of the things he's going to give on this list. If we want to know the right way to do it, then we're falling back into the trap, so to speak, of Ha'ara Toronis. The Torah says, you know, hey, this is what you got to do. He wants to free us of that. That's what he's doing now. He's saying, let's go beyond that. That's kid stuff. That's kid stuff. And then he talked about in the beginning, we don't remember anymore, how that's motivated more by Schar V'Onesh and motivated by compelling, and he wants it to come from our hearts and not an outside force compelling me to do anything. Okay, let's learn it already. Okay. He says, I want to say it outside before we learn it inside, because I don't want the words to he says a tremendous yisod. He says, imagine, remember everything, this Hakar HaTov, right? This Shara Buddha Solo came up with it. Imagine a master who owns a slave, and the slave is completely dependent on the master. He has nothing of his own. He has nothing. He has no life. He has no food. He has no shelter. He's completely owned by the master. And the master and the Adon just keeps doing things for the servant. He shows him, he teaches him how to earn a living. He teaches him how to do things. And he finds him a wife. And he builds him a mansion. And he lives in the mansion. And he just gives him things to allow him to have a full life. Now, how would the Eved feel towards the master? What would he do to the master? Then he goes down his list. His list is almost like I'm giving a homework assignment. I'm going into the class and I'm saying, imagine this scenario, imagine this story. Now I want everybody in the class to make me a list of what the Eved would feel towards the master, towards the Adon, what he wouldn't dare do, what he would want to do, how would he feel. Make me a list of, describe, if you're a novelist, describe, we're in a woman's writing class, describe the emotions. He says, and that's what Hashem wants from you. Hashem wants from you only what you would want if you would be a right, and really, really, it's no comparison. Because whatever this Adon could do for the Eved, he can't give him life, can't give him kidneys, can't give him the ability to see, right? But like, in your wildest dreams, you know, he teaches him how to live, and he buys him a house, and he finds him a wife, and he just sets him up. Imagine that. That's all Hashem wants from you. And now he goes through the list. And this is how the Eved will feel. That's all Hashem wants. That's all HaKoros HaTov entails. Right? And really the Mepharshim say, this is like being very kind to us. Because really this all has to be multiplied by countless times. Because Hashem, there's no comparison. No comparison, but he wants to whittle it down to human dimensions that the mind could grasp, right? So our mind shouldn't explode. So, Omar HaSeichel, HaNyonim, is that it? Omar HaSeichel, HaNyonim?
I'm confused.
Can I please have a second? I'm confused.
It's two paragraphs down.
Okay, so we're going to start from 298, Amar HaSeichel, the first Amar HaSeichel. Hali al daitech, imagine, tovos olakim alecha, imagine all the good that Hashem has showered upon you, b'meshekolol oscha, first, I want you to think about what he has given you and what he has given others as well. The sun shines, okay, not just for me, the sun shines for everybody. And then Hashem gave me certain things, right? He wants you to like, imagine everything, meaning the sun, and also that Hashem gave me my intelligence and Hashem gave me my life. And my apartment and my car, right, down to anything, right, down to my, right, what's miyuchad for me. Dachakach hali al mashavtech, imagine, right, this is like a writing class. She'at hativosa b'kamoson, that you bestowed this much good, la'abdecha miknas kaspecha. See, brilliant. He wants this should be real. So he wants you to really imagine this. He's not. He doesn't want you to learn the sefer and memorize what he says. He wants you to. You understand what I'm saying? He wants you to be real. So he says, imagine all the good that Hashem did for you, and now imagine you imagine that you did this for someone else. Close your eyes, think hard, and imagine you gave someone everything that Hashem gave you. V'haponim asher yitvu b'einecho mimenu kabli oso malayach miborech, and the things that you would expect from this Eved, that's what you want to do to Hashem. U'mashu b'einecho ra mimenu, what you would be aghast, you would consider it such chutzpah, like I told you last week with Nehemiah. You would consider it such chutzpah if the Eved would do Yeira Beinayach Kam Kimi Malaborech. So that's the general rule. Omar Nefesh, come on. Have you noticed Masha Zchadili Bechlal? I understand. Do me a favor, I want a list. Don't just tell me I'm not creative enough to come up with the things. Right? I'm not. Help me out. It sounds like me talking. Omar HaSeichel, HaEnyonim Shein Tovim Be'echod Me'avdei HaOlam, the things which are appropriate, the Hisnagus that's appropriate, of a servant who's dependent on his Adon, Sheisnaig Bohem L'fi Adonov, Sheig Maleum Min HaTov K'tzas Mashig Malcha Borech, even if he just did a little of what Hashem has done for you, because we can't possibly, like, it's ain aroch, it's like, no comparison. Whatever you can imagine an Adon can do for an Eved, you know, like what Hashem does for us is mayhem. And now he's going to start the list. And we're going to go through the list quickly, because I want to cover ground, and I don't really think I have the ability even to elaborate on each one. But each one I see as a whole ma'aracha and deserves a whole class in itself. Like Rav Noach was able to give a class in the 48 ways, so each way was a different class. So here you can give a class in each of these 20 things. You can mamish talk and talk and elaborate. Number one is Sheyechabduhu Levado B'dibur Uvamaisa. Number one is that he gives him kavod. He gives him kavod and levado. He doesn't give anyone else kavod because he owes everything to the master. So he's not going to give pay homage or give kavod to anyone else. Again, we're outside the realm of mitzvahs now. We're talking about your attitude towards Hashem. So first of all, you give kavod to Hashem. You pay homage to Hashem. You're embarrassed to give homage to anyone else. Like, it's embarrassing, right? You know, Yodon gave you this. Again, he wants you to think, Yodon gave you this, you know, and now someone comes by that sold you 2 pence for the price of one, and you give him kavod. It's like, what's the matter with you? It's not appropriate. That's meaningful to you. Now, if Hashem told you to give kavod to someone, and he did, Hashem told us to give kavod to parents, Hashem told us to give kavod to Rabbeim, Hashem told us to give kavod to a melech, right? So Hashem told us who he wants us to give kavod to, because they are manifestations of him, or for whatever reason. But again, that's coming from Hashem. It's not that I have decided this person is worthy of kavod. So number one is to give kavod only to Hashem, as the Eved would. Again, I'm going to say Hashem and us, but really remember, he wants us to really, really, really come to these things by just imagining if someone owed everything to us, how we would expect them to react. Number two is v'shiyei ne'mon u'mishtadel b'inyonov b'goloi u'basoser. He should be loyal. He should be loyal to, I would expect his loyalty, b'goloi, I would want him to exhibit his loyalty, u'basoser, and I would want in his kishkes, he should be loyal. He should feel like he owes me, and he's going to be loyal to me. He's going to stick up for me. He's going to feel loyal. Naaman, like Moshe Rabbeinu was called Naaman Beiso. He's loyal. Stick by Hashem. Number three is V'sheyira also, V'yivchad mimenu. He's going to feel, he's going to feel an awe. I guess either he's afraid that Adon's going to take everything away. But I don't even think that's what we would call Yiras HaOnesh. I think it goes beyond that. If I owe everything, again, let's, it would be good if we could, I'm not so good at this, right? So one of the ladies take over. Like, if we would imagine that I owe everything to somebody, and then I'm in his presence, I feel small. Like, I would feel awe. I would be shaking. I don't know if it's necessarily a fear that he's going to take it away from me. It's just I feel like I'm dependent on this person. I feel I don't have like my own independent status. I'm totally in him, and that's what Hashem wants. V'sheyira also v'yifchad bimenu kozman shu omed lefonov, which is by Hashem, of course, always. Kamo shomer k'sasach hasidim. They put it this way, Al Timras Adonech of Huroe also. You're going to rebel against your master when he's watching you. Like, that's the height of chutzpah. Number four, Umehem. So, kavod and loyalty and yiro v'yifchad mimenu. Number four is Mehem sheyishofel v'yikone la'adonov. You should feel humble. Nichna, like we say, Moashiv Hashem Kol Tagmulohi Eloi. The Chaim Soloveitchik's viewpoint of Kenia, of submissiveness to Hashem, is born of our feeling of helplessness that we could never repay to Hashem what He has done for us. So that's where Kenia comes from. That's where Anova comes from. We feel small. We feel we feel not able. We're not able to be mentioned. We can't repay Hashem. We can't pay back the Tova that He does for us. You can tell when a person walks. You can tell when a person walks in the street if he's a humble person or if he feels like the world owes him something. So kanira mima'asov uvaseser maspuno, it works both ways. In the hidden, inside his room when no one's looking, uvamasov when he's outside walking, you see the kaniya to Hashem, you see the ma'ashiv l'Hashem, kol takvilohi Allah. And again, I keep saying Hashem, but Chavisalovus is talking about what you would expect. You wouldn't expect him to feel like free to just do anything. He would always, it would have like a calming effect on his personality. When you're dependent on someone else, it really reins you in very much. It should. So if you walk around with this Hakaras HaTov, this is what Chavisalovus is telling us. He's giving us a list of the way we will feel about Hashem and towards Hashem if we develop the feeling of Hakaras HaTov and we think about it and we imagine that we gave this to someone. It's like saying, imagine you saved someone's life. How would you expect them to react? Number five is V'sheyinag b'shfelus l'fonov, not only in his actions, but b'malbusho, the way you dress. You know, a certain, like it's inappropriate, a certain gaudiness, a certain flaunting. Relax, you're a nobody. You're a nobody. What are you dressing this way for, that people should look at you? I'm not talking about womanly sneers now. I'm talking about loudness. The sneers that affects men also, loudness and... Look, you know, sometimes a person walks around and dresses like he's shouting, look at me, look at what I... Uva midosov, you know, you talk softly, your character. V'yichabdeu v'romamuhu b'lashono b'lavavo. This is not covered in actions now. Now it's a question, he'll constantly praise the person. Certainly, the hodos, lahalim, l'shabeach, l'foyer, l'romein, l'hader, l'vorech, l'aleu, l'kales. Certainly you would expect him to praise you, you would expect him to thank you, you would expect him to sing your praises. Look what I did for you. V'yishabach v'yode oso b'yomo v'leilo. This is like what we learned in the, right? Constantly. What? No, I don't know. I have it still as number six. I have as number seven, v'sheyizkar tovoso v'seser v'agoloi. You should think about it. You shouldn't grow complacent. This is Shar HaBechina. Number seven is like Shar HaBechina. When you walk on the street, give some thought that you could see, that you could walk, that your mind's controlling your muscles, you cough. You thank Hashem. My cough is unbelievable, right? We have to do this. We have to learn Shara Mechina next. Study what happens when you cough. It's like an ace. Every time you blink your eye, you're washing like windshield wipers with the washer fluid. The Yisaper Mahalolo V'Shvachu Kfi Sheroilo. I have that as number eight. I guess it means to be specific. The Yoritz Lavodoso Basimcho Batuvlevov Mehavoso Shiyimtsuchem Be'enov. You are Basimcha to do mitzvahs. If there's something that you can do to serve him, you're overjoyed. That's what you would expect. And we said this many times already, that when you feel you owe everything to somebody, you're overjoyed when you're given the opportunity to repay them. And you're Roritz Basimcha. You don't do it grudgingly. You want to figure out what they want. You want to figure out what they would like. You want to do their ratzon. This is the famous, just a powerful, powerful example. Is the Ran? The Ran explains the Akedah. The Ran says, The man says, you know what Hashem tells Avram? Take your son Yitzchak. I would like you to bring him for a carbon for me. I'd like you to shecht him. Make him a carbon for me. You don't have to. I'm not telling you have to do it. It's up to you. I'm just letting you know that it's my will. And that was in the sign of the Akedah. And that's this is beyond mitzvahs, right? Because Avraham Avinu says the Ran was not mitzvah to do the Akedah. Hashem didn't, it's a big chiddush, but it's a tremendous insight in the sign of the Akedah. Hashem did not command them to do it. Hashem said, this is my will. Kach no. He says, no means please. Kach no, please take your son. And like, you know, the joke, like the 10 suggestions. So he suggested, you know, I would really like, this would make me feel good. So you say, okay, listen, I'm going to kill my son. Hashem didn't tell me I have to do it. So no, the Tekor of El Ritzono, you are looking for an opportunity to do something that's the will of this Adon. Number 11, V'yishonin lo tomid l'ratzo sosu l'chaper lo avono. You're ridden with guilt. You know, we don't like to hear this, but you're always asking Hashem to be meichel you, right? This is like this famous Rav Sadia Gaon that he asks, the innkeeper asks him to be meichel him because he didn't realize who he was. Right? He treated him nicely, you know, the story. So we should feel that way to Hashem. You know, I had a new insight yesterday, right? Someone gets a liver transplant, right? I never thought about my liver before. Now I thought, wow, Hashem gave me a liver. It works.
What's the baby doing?
Baruch Hashem, as well as can be expected, which is a nes, gomer, and mitzvah Hashem vaitu. You know Country Yossi? So this month's magazine has an article about the liver. Like, I am Yossi's liver, something like such an article that it's very appropriate for this month. So I read it. I said, ah, the liver. Now I know what the liver does. It's a nice. So you say you feel bad. Yes, Hashem, please be meichel me. It's a silly magazine that the Rav should never admit he reads. I don't read it. Whatever. But it was very interesting. Like, it hit me between the eyes. Like, all of a sudden, there's a whole article about what a liver does. And but then I say, Hashem, please be meichel me. But yesterday, I didn't thank you for my liver. I didn't thank you for my liver. I never realized. That's what he's saying. That's number 11. V'yehoveihu, and you develop avos Hashem. And it's hard because Hashem's invisible. And I said tonight in shul, I talked about Avos Hashem after Ma'ariv, the Dvar Halacha. There's three ways to do it. One is, there's really the Rishonim suggest three ways to develop Avos Hashem. Instead of sitting and going to a philosophy class about what love means, they give suggestions what to do when you feel the love. One is to study nature, the way the Rambam says, to do Shar HaBechina, to study nature and science and all the laws and the world and how everything is so unbelievably complex and it works and it's for our benefit so we can enjoy the world, so we could live. Number two is to learn Torah. That's the Rambam says that in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Chinuch says it, the Mishnah Brura, the Bi Halacha says it, and it's the same dynamic that you learn and you gain an appreciation for Hashem through learning. You see the wisdom and the depth and the it's consistent and it makes sense and it's beautiful and it's deep and it's spiritual, and you grow to love Hashem that way. And then there's the third way. The Ramban says the third way is by doing things for Hashem and giving up from yourself. Again, this is the way to develop it. This is not the description of the word love, but this is how you develop it. And we all know that that's true, that you develop love by giving. And as we're moser nefesh for Hashem, and as we give up things we like because we want to do Hashem's will, that in itself engenders the emotion of love. So that's the third way. But you would expect this Eved to work on loving you. That's, again, you do to Hashem Close your eyes. Imagine this Eved. You gave him everything in the world. You gave him a house and a wife and children and everything. And this is what you would expect. You would expect he would love you. Right? Number 13. I have verse number 13. V'yifchad. And you will always be afraid. You'll never be... You would expect that he should never be self-satisfied. Okay, I did enough. Downtime now. There's no downtime with Hashem. It's very... very, very tiring. Say, oh man, that's not fair. No, but you see, Hashem loves us so much that if we feel we have to relax, so then we relax. And I'm serious. And if we're sincere that we're relaxing, we say, Hashem wants me to relax. Hashem does not want a broken down, nervous wreck. Really, I'm serious. And that's Hashem only wants what's good for us. But the trick is, and that's what's so beautiful about the Chavis Allah, if we're relaxing, not because, if we can reach that Madrega, where I could say I'm relaxing now, not because I want to relax, not to fulfill my desire, but because Hashem wants me to relax, because or else I'm not going to be able to take care of my kids, or else I'm not going to take care of my spouse, or else I'm not going to be able to do all the things that have to be done. And if we can reach that Madrega, that's then we get brownie points for relaxing. Like, what's better than that?
You have to be honest with yourself.
Yeah, that's what we said many times. You have to have the koach of introspection. Okay. The Yivchad, and he's always afraid, Shia Mekatzer B'meshet Sivohu. The Yishmor Mitzvah, so that's plain and simple. Do the ritual. If there are certain things, right, the master tells the Eved, you know, every day I want you to sweep the floor, clean out the swimming pool, serve breakfast. And there's a couple, I want you to do something, you know, the Eved is going to do it. He owes you everything. He's certainly going to perform the list of things that he's given. The Yisrachek Mimash Hesiru Mimenu, and he'll refrain from doing things that the Adon told him not to do. The Yosem Alibu Mashacholof Loman Avonos, he'll always feel bad if he violated the master's trust. These are all not mitzvahs. I keep stopping. These are not mitzvahs. These are feelings. These are hergation. This is how I feel about Hashem. I don't want to violate his will. How can I? Not a question of listening to his command. Like, we're way beyond that. He's flying way beyond that now. The Yishmor Mitzvah. That's what I mean. He's shooting things here. I'm up to number, on my list, I'm up to number 16 already. The Yirtzu Be'enov Tovosov, the Yigadlo, he'll always. He won't minimize Hashem's tovos. Big deal, say, you know, big deal. It will be a big deal. V'yiven ma'aseh b'mitzad. It's erased by me. V'yiven ma'asehu. V'yiven ma'asehu. Oh, he'll minimize what he's doing. He won't feel he's. V'yiven ma'aseh b'mitzad v'chayvlo. V'yamait etzlo tircho. If he has to work hard to do Hashem's will, so he won't feel like, oh man, it'll be like Yaakov Avinu, right? View bein of kiyam nachodim ba'avosel also. At 7 years, it seemed like a few days. It seemed like work of a few days. So all your tircha, you'll be happy. You'll be glad. What else can I do for you, Hashem? The Yoda Bekadus Ma'aloso Be'enov El Eitzel Gedulos Adonov. He'll make a comparison between his own smallness and, you know, Eitzel Gedulos Adonov.
Is that another
Benafsho?
Is that a different listing?
What?
Is that a different listing?
I don't know. Make your own list. it all runs together, really. He's not machzik tov l'atzmo. That's what he's saying now. Ki l'kach lo tzo, you know, he's not machzik tov l'atzmo. He says, You can't even be machzik tova that you come to the Chavis Halvavos class. I learned Chavis Halvavos. I'm so great. I learned that you're supposed to be humble. And you're not supposed to be machzik tova latzmo. That's what I learned today. The year b'lishtachvus lo, literally, because he's not talking about Hashem, and we don't bow down. You know, when they used to bow down, they used to lie flat. Bowing down is very, they used to stretch themselves, prostrate themselves, straight. They were making a statement, I'm nothing. They lie flat. V'lichro lo kriyo kniya, b'sheyiftach, okay, we'll stop here. We'll stop by b'sheyiftach bo. So we'll meld it with bitachon. You'll have bitachon, and you'll rely on the Ado because he gives you everything. All right, we'll stop here. I hope you get something out of it. It's I hope I tried to make it real.